This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, with Cheryl, we can just be flies on the wall. Just say, go ahead and talk, and we'll sit back, and we'll listen, and enjoy. Go ahead.
Sorry if I talk too much.
And that's why you're here.
Okay, so what I did was I reached out recently, and this is about 2 months ago, actually just before school started for this fall semester. I reached out to 6 journalism schools here in upstate New York. And when I reached out to the journalism schools, I got one of them, State University of New York at Albany, took me up on it and said, okay, we'll have you come talk to a couple of classes. Well, I blew their socks off, so I was up there. They were going to put me up for a class, put me up overnight.
Yeah, you were just telling us about how you were doing some lectures, and I think it was at a college?
Yeah, State University in New York at Albany's School of Journalism. That's the big school for within the state system. The professor had me there, told me he was very sympathetic. His belief was, he's not only a professor, but he's also a senior editor at a newspaper there in Albany. And he said, I think we as journalists have violated our trust with the American people to honestly report this topic matter. Okay. And I couldn't agree more. So he had me come and present I was going to present to one of his classes and then present the next day to an associate professor's class as well. I blew the socks off so well in the first class, he dragged me into 2 more classes later that day. And then the next morning I was in with the other professor and I blew their socks off with the information I put up. And the kind of presentation I gave was less numbers. It was more of a briefing for journalists. And imagine if I presented information sort of like Ancient Aliens, but to an audience that's never seen Ancient Aliens. And all those students, out of almost 300 students that I talked to over 2 days, I asked them, here, watch Ancient Aliens. Only one hand went up in 2 days.
Okay. Interesting.
So that's kind of what I presented. And the idea was to start influencing them. And I flat out told them, I said, you know, you guys are the ones that are going to have to deal with disclosure. It's coming, folks. You are the ones that are going to have to write about it. And you should take some time and read a few key books. I put them onto a couple of key books. One of them was Richard Dolan's book there, AD, about, you know, after disclosure. And I put them onto some books. And I said, these are worthy of your time. And if you don't want to buy them, get them through interlibrary loan here at the university. It's cheap, doesn't cost you anything, and you can see the book without having to buy it. And that was the context. And it was very well received. Well, that has rolled up. I may be doing some more journalism schools here shortly. I've already got a conversation going here at Syracuse University. I don't know if they're going to pick me up, but they're talking to me in earnest. And so we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But the idea was to influence some of these new journalists coming along that don't buy into this whole the CIA Kool-Aid. This stuff is nuts and kooks. It's not. There's a lot going on here.
Right. And we've also got out there in the journalism field, we've got Leslie Keene, of course, who's made some real inroads that way for responsible journalism, or at least reasonably responsible journalism. She's made a very serious effort to get in there and cover it fairly and as objectively as possible. So I think the trend is good. Can you tell us a bit more about the kind of information that you're able to extrapolate out from the data set? So, for example, you have the what and where. What other things do you get out of that to talk about for people?
Well, what we went in there with is what, when, and where. Okay, so we know the shape. We know the date and time, usually. There's a problem with MUFON data that if you don't enter a time, it defaults to midnight, so it kind of skews the data a little bit. We have the city location, except for about 3.8% of the sightings. And do that against 121,000 sightings, and you can see how big a number it is. People either leave it blank or they write in there, I'm afraid to tell you. My mother told me not to tell you. The sheriff told me not to tell you. I'm afraid everybody in my little farming town will know it was me that registered it. This is the paranoia that was out there. So 3.8% of the sightings don't have a city associated. So when we did the county information, we had to establish an unknown county for every single state in the union to drop those unspecified cities into. Okay. Most people, the first thing they do is, most people are, and it's probably a function of our society of, you know, our society tends to be one of these, gotta have the mega thing, you know, it's gotta have the big one, you know, the one with the best rating. Look at Trump. Oh, I gotta have good ratings, right? And, I tell people when you're doing UFO research, don't get seduced by the numbers. Okay. Give you an example. You want to go look at a sphere. You want to go look at a circle of lights. They are predominant in almost every state. It moves up and down with that and triangles and whatever, you know, but if you want to see the real secret sauce, you go down and you look at the sightings that maybe over the 15-year period or the last 17-year period, there was less than 2,000 sightings. They're all, in fact, if you put them on the graph with all the sightings above them, the lines up here, and this almost this little flat line down at the bottom of the graph. This is not in my book. This is new stuff we're doing as forensic research using our data for forensic research. By the way, there's a TV program in the works with a major producer. Six different networks right now are bidding on it, including an international network that wants whoever ends up buying the bid. There's an international network that wants the international rights. And that is in the works. And right now, the smart money says we're going to start taping somewhere to late first quarter, early second quarter next year. The goofy thing about it is with the History Channel's coming out with the Project Blue Book, Zemeckis is producing it. And director Zemeckis is the guy who did Back to the Future movies, that type of thing. And it's going to be really good. And the deal there is that I knew about this production operation because Zemeckis announced he was going to do Blue Book the same week our book came out.
Okay. So this is turning Dr. J. Allen Hynek into an action hero.
And essentially, yeah.
I saw the previews. I got that impression.
It's well, what I'm seeing is he's sort of an action hero, and it's sort of like, of course, because most of it's set in the 50s and 60s, it kind of has that, what was that program about the advertising firm, you know, everybody was smoking. I can't remember what it was.
Was that Mad Men?
Mad Men, yes. And it's a UFO version of Mad Men. I'm hoping it's not, but the bottom line is this. I've known about the Project Blue Book because in April, May timeframe of 2017, right after our book came out, I had a couple of producers come here to Syracuse, sit us down over dinner and talk about trying to buy the rights to our book. We had eight different producers reach out to us, and it got down to two serious ones, and one of them signed us and then sat on it and didn't do anything. Nothing for a year. And the option expired. And then recently, about 5 months ago, a different producer came to us who had seen a Fox News article that was quoting my column. Okay. And he called me up and we talked. And I proposed to him something very different. Everybody who's pitching all these UFO shows and the networks are hungry for it. Networks are hungry for this topic because they know there's going to be a feeding frenzy for this kind of stuff, ancient aliens and UFO investigation shows and all that kind of stuff when this John Allen Hynek Project Blue Book thing comes out January 8th and in the follow-up time after the series. I proposed to this producer, I said, I have 21st century information, not the same old stuff of a crash here, a crash there back in the 40s, 50s, and 70s.
Let's go in further into that. What you have available for producers. More to come with Gene, Randall, and Cheryl You're in
the Paracast.
Once again, folks, special thanks to Shudder for supporting the Paracast. You know, Shudder is a premium streaming video service from AMC Networks featuring a great collection of thrillers, horrors, and suspense. Shudder has the largest, fastest-growing, human-curated section of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. They provide unlimited, ad-free access on all your favorite devices for only $4.99 a month or $49.99 a year. A unique library of exclusive and original films and series, horror classics, blockbuster hits. They're updated every week to keep the selection fresh. Here's one of my favorites, 31 from Rob Zombie. How about that? Okay, check it out. Try Shudder free for 30 days by visiting shudder.com. and using the promo code PARACAST. That's shudder.com. Use the promo code PARACAST.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So there, we're getting into the nitty-gritty here. You're pitching this to Hollywood. I have not been happy about the reality shows covering UFOs or ancient astronauts or anything else because of the constraints of reality TV. I am skeptical of the Project Blue Book show. We'll see, but Robert Zemeckis does good projects. We'll see. So go ahead.
Well, okay. What I propose, a couple things happened back this past February. We have a thing, our cable system here is Spectrum Cable, and the news organization is Charter Cable. And I pitched very heavily to their cable news director. I said, I'm going to give you a unique opportunity here. I'm doing a big presentation over at the Liverpool Library. It's just north of Syracuse. And we're expecting a huge crowd. And here's the New York Times article about me. I sent them over a copy of the book, and I said, would you guys cover it? Not only did they cover it, they sent a reporter up here to the apartment, and we sat here in the apartment and talked, and then they sent two crews to cover the presentation. We had 125 people at that presentation at the library, and it was almost standing room only. I figured it'd run one day of the news cycle. It ran 11 o'clock news, and they were running it the next day. But they got so many hits on their website for the 4 or 5 minute story. We were coming in the Martin Luther King Day weekend, and they scheduled that piece 55 on the hour all weekend long during Martin Luther King Day weekend, holiday weekend, essentially. I got over 100 phone calls at the house, but blew me away. I was expecting somebody to call me up. Hey, you're a nutcase. You know? No, it was people calling me up. I saw you on television. I know you'll understand. I had this sighting last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10, 20, 30, 60 years ago in one case that all these people sincerely wanted to do was get it off their chest. And I told the producer, I said, I was UFO mother confessor for the weekend. We came up with the idea of going to small places where they've had some unusual stuff going on from sightings. And I've got the forensics here in my database to show you where all these hot spots have been. Not major population hot spots, but little rural towns that have had unusual hot spots maybe for a month or a week, a couple of years ago, something like this. And the idea is rent the VFW hall, rent the local church, rent the local fire hall, go in there, do a big presentation, advertise the heck out of it. And then because we got a film crew in there, it acts like a casting call. And myself and whoever the co-hosts of this thing are going to be are going to sit down like mother confessor with the cameras, and these people will sign a release, and they're going to tell it. We're going to have grassroots disclosure, Ma and Pa America telling us about their UFO sighting way back when.
I was just wondering how you were going to reinsert the drama back in to this rather dry otherwise set of statistics, and that sounds absolutely fabulous if it goes over.
The goofy thing that the networks have been jumping on and liking very much was the idea of the data entry, for one. Nobody up until now has pitched them anything coming from a scientific and from a data standpoint. Two, since we compiled the database, I've developed algorithms where I can do forensic analysis very quickly. And you pick a shape, I can get it down and show you where they were over the last 17 years. I can break that further down to what months they were, where the hot spots in time were, and I can break it down to a locality, a county, a city, whatever. And that's the kind of resolution I can give you. And so the particular producer has worked with forensic analysts to do these cop shows where they do forensic analysts and say, hey, these are the patterns we analyzed. We found that there was a serial killer here in over four states that nobody knew about. You know, that kind of thing. And he liked that, and that's how he pitched it. He says, imagine UFO forensics, and it sold. So right now they're in a bidding and buying process right now, and we'll see where it goes. I don't know the networks, but I know there's six of them plus an international network that's deeply interested in this because it stands out as something very different.
Did you work the QFOS database into yours as well?
I don't know what that is.
They've got the UFO cat. Probably something you should check out. Okay, so back to what we were just touching on before that then. So you've got all of this information about places and dates and sort of a type of sighting. And from that, you're able to extrapolate out different kinds of information from that you were suggesting from the algorithm. So, I mean, I'm imagining you could get, say, flaps in different particular areas, like you're saying, in small towns, that sort of thing. What other kind of information can you extrapolate out from that?
Okay. Again, like I said, don't be seduced by numbers.
All right. Well, you're the one that was saying that you've got these algorithms that do that, so I'm just wondering what they are.
Okay, well, give you one example. What I've been writing about lately, I wrote one of the first articles out there about a year ago, over the past year, that UFO sightings have fallen off rather steeply this year.
I was looking at that article. The decline in UFO sightings continues, and I was just about to ask you that. So, sure, by all means, continue.
Okay, so they've been falling off, okay? But it's been falling off for 2.5 to 3 years. Fine. Again, that's why I tell people, okay, big deal. But I report it. And, of course, everybody and their brother emails me or comments on the column, oh, it's because of this. Excuse the expression, I have had hundreds of mansplainers tell me why. We don't know why. We don't know why with the whole phenomena of UFOs, but we're just measuring a trend. Now, what I did was, in our algorithms, I started looking at the smaller stuff. I said, is everybody declining? Are all shapes declining? Of 27 individual shapes of UFOs over 17 years, yeah, all but three shapes are in decline. Now, those three shapes are sitting down here almost below the radar, 20 or 30 sightings for the entire country per year. And then about 5 years ago, they started ramping up. Okay? I'll say it this way. Saturn-shaped ships, like the guys, those Japan airline guys encountered back in the mid-80s. Okay? Those things are half a mile wide. They're huge. Well, consider that maybe that's like a bay ship, a mothership. And then the next ship down is dropped, and it's about the size of a school bus, a little bit bigger than a school bus or an 18-wheeler. Maybe that's a shuttle. And then there's these other little ships that are egg-shaped. I published that last, on my last column was the egg-shaped ship, and that looks to be like a little two-seater or one-man operation. And those are the three shapes that are on the increase, but they're almost below the radar. The egg-shaped, there's like 1,200 sightings or something like that over the last 17 years. Very little. The Saturn shapes are even smaller than that. Okay, the deal is there's these low flyers hiding out there in the data that nobody was seeing because everybody gets seduced by the big numbers. Oh wow, this state had all of these triangle sightings. And one of the things I did in an article some time back is I said, let's forget the cigar shapes, anything that could be even loosely extrapolated to a misidentification of an aircraft, a traditional aircraft. I even dropped the triangles out because you wouldn't believe how much hate mail I get that says, oh, triangles are just the TR-3B.
I'll tell you what, let's break it there. We have Sharon Costa, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in.
The Paracast.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The president visited the cemetery during an annual event in which Christmas wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. For now, Obamacare is the lay of the land, although the future is a bit murky regarding the Affordable Care Act, as a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional. As far as when we could expect any changes, Jesse Weber is a health attorney. He joined CBS this morning.
I would say everybody in 2019 is probably okay.
Yeah.
Because the appeals process takes some time. Yes, they can try to fast track it through the appeals court and then try to fast track it through the Supreme Court because it's such a big issue. But I've tried this. I've seen this happen before. I'd be more concerned for people who are trying to think about in the future what they're going to do.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving by the end of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, of course, it's common to explain away UFO sightings. We know, of course, that at the end of the day, 90 or 95% of the sightings reported are conventional. It's just that residue that drives us all nuts.
Well, Linda took a different approach to this. Okay, and sometime you might want to have Linda on because, like I said, she's the scientific brains behind the thing, and she approaches this very differently than I do.
Okay, so you were telling us then about there's this residue of cases where you have a particular shape that's been sort of below, hidden in the noise, so to speak, that you're able to tease out with the numbers.
Well, okay, Dr. Lay made a comment that like 80% are noise, okay, or something else, and about 20% are the interesting ones. We took a different approach to analyzing it. Linda has a saying. In fact, we had it written on a wall on a big piece of paper taped on the wall. It said, the diversity is in the shapes. So we eliminated from all the, like, 25 or 30 different shapes, we eliminated anything that could easily be misidentified as a conventional aircraft or a fighter, you know, a B-1 bomber or something like that, or B-2. Okay, we took them out. So we took triangles out because, like I said, I got hate mail about saying, hey, it's a TR-3B. I said, okay, fine. I don't believe it's really a UFO. I have seen one. It's two stories deep and a football field long. Yes, I saw one back in 2012. But I'm willing to write that out. It was back engineered alien technology. I'll buy that for now. So we cut it back down to circles, squares, some really exotic stuff. And they ended up being 30% of the sightings. Well, that's starting to get into that 80-20, 70-30 area there, isn't it? Okay. And then when I started looking at these exotic shapes, there was considerably less of them. And we started seeing very small patterns hidden down there in the low numbers. You know, I had some people from a particular group on Facebook say to me, "Oh, what good's that? It's only 2,100 sightings, or barely 130 sightings a year. Eh, that's not anything interesting." But they showed a pattern.
Right. Over time, it adds up, and it can show you something fairly significant.
Yes. And those were the ones that actually followed that 5 to 7 year pattern where it goes humpy, 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 and it goes up and goes down, goes up and goes down. And that was telling. That was very telling. Okay, so we're talking about the three shapes that are increasing. So we got the egg shape, we got the teardrop shape, which is bigger, and then we've got like a mothership, the Saturn shapes. And guess what? The Saturn shapes went from 5 or 10, 15 a year to, in the last 3-4 years, they have shot up to several hundred for the year.
So, but the overall sightings are going down. So what does this suggest then?
All right. Let's use a great line from Men in Black. What's that line they use? The last guy to get out is stuck with a check. You know, it looks like everybody bailed out because these other folks are coming in. That's an easily extrapolate if we want to take like the science fiction approach. You know, maybe everybody bailed out because we got these other people showing up. Maybe they're going to be our official first contact. Who knows? Maybe it's like Alien Nation. They're coming. They're refugees from someplace. Who knows? But something's going on with a new shape. And I remember what Lou Alessandro told us. I interviewed him back in February of this year, and I had a couple mini interviews with him at the MUFON symposium back in July. Two things came out of it. When he was standing up there in front of us at the big dinner party thing, he said, "We're going to have a very different conversation this time next year about UFOs." Okay. Something's coming. Something's up. Okay. The other thing, I took him aside at one point. We were having a cup of coffee, and I said, "I know about your security oaths. I have the same kind of thing from the stuff I did in the Navy. I understand. I'm not going to go there. But can I ask you one question without specifics?" And he says, "What's that?" And I said, "You had the authority to look at all the stuff the government had been doing with UFOs." He said, "Yes, I did." I said, "Were you able to pick open some of those compartmented groups and look at them all?" He said, "Yeah, I did." And I said, "Was it interesting?" His face, this guy is very stoic. I don't know. The pictures you see of him, you know, looks like he needs a case of prune juice, you know. He lit up like a kid on Christmas morning. You saw a sparkle in his eyes. First time I'd ever seen this with this guy. Okay? He said, "Yeah, it changes you. Was there any you couldn't look at?" He says, "Yeah, the government's got a really bad filing system, and if people didn't classify it right, we couldn't find it in the archives. But for the most part, they had most information, and he's seen most everything the government's done since the 1940s.
Interesting. So this article about the decline, then, it actually is interesting how your articles kind of link together. That links right into the other one that you've got here on the diversity in UFO statistics. The truth is in the shapes.
Yes.
Very interesting. Something you might be interested to know about with respect to, I just mentioned the QFOS database, is that one of our forum members who was on the After the Paracast last week, Dejan Kurovic, he was mentioning how Mark Rodiger there went through the database and correlated all of the incidents where UFOs had been known to cause automobiles to stall or some sort of electrical interference,
yep,
and then plotted those against distances. And it turned out that it fit very, very closely with the inverse square law, which, if you know how that works, it's how EM radiation propagates over distance. And that lends real credibility to the idea that some sort of genuine physical phenomena was taking place. So that's how powerful that these databases can be in looking at different kinds of data.
The thing people sometimes get upset about was just numbers. I've had people take the book and come back months later with something that they analyzed specifically for like their state or something like this, And maybe sometimes they'll come back to me and say, hey, can you take a look at this thing for this state at this time and give me a readout? And I've told people in the book, in the FAQ in the book, we told them, you know, if you're a researcher and you need a special run for a spit, I'm not going to do the whole country for you, but if you're doing researching like a particular state or a particular county and you want a specific run done, email us. Here's the email address and I'll run it for you. You know, and I had a couple of requests. And like right now, back in the 2015 book, we could drill down across the country, every state, down to the county level. Okay. I have the ability right now to drill down to the city level. Okay. I'll give you an example. Arizona, okay, back in 2001 to 2015, we had 121,437 reported sightings. Okay. Now, yet there's some, that number fluctuates a little bit because, you know, sometimes the there was corrupt data, things like this, but that's pretty good close number. California was number one. Florida was number two. Texas is number three. Washington State was number four. Pennsylvania, number five. New York State, number six. Arizona was number seven. Okay. Now, Arizona had 4,743 sightings. That number's solid. When we published the book, Maricopa County, we published Maricopa County of having, and that's where you guys are, of having 2019 sightings.
Just okay. To make it clarify, I'm in Mesa, Arizona, Maricopa County. As you say, UFO Central. But Randall is in Calgary, Canada.
I can't help you there. Okay, there's a guy up there in Canada you want to talk to, not me.
We already talked to him, Chris Rutkowski. Chris Rutkowski is just
that's
a great
the guy.
Guest.
There you go.
And a great friend. Cheryl Costa joining us, writes for the Syracuse New Times. And a fabulous UFO book. We have Gene Randall and Cheryl, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Some people have theorized here, Cheryl, that the UFOs left us a long time ago and all the sightings now can be explained conventionally. What do you think?
I think that's baloney. I really do. I really do think it's baloney. Remember we were talking about, take a calculator against 121,000 and say 20, against 20%. That 20% is pretty valid, and then the top people say it's down in a very small number. Okay, even Project Blue Book only looked at 12,000 sightings during the period of Project Blue Book, and there were 700 that remained unexplained, and that's falling down in that 20%, so to speak. Okay, I was telling you about Maricopa. In our book, we said there was 2019 sightings in Maricopa. What we found out, literally after the thing went to press, we found out that 400 people spelled Phoenix instead of P-H-O-E-N-I-X. They spelled it P-H-E-O-N-I-X. And we had 437 or something like that that didn't count up. We've since changed it. So Maricopa's numbers are more like 25-30 for that 15-year period. Maricopa is unique in the fact that it's the number, there's over 3,000 counties in the United States. It's like 3,200, something like that. Okay. And I say that fluctuate because they're always merging counties or adding new counties. So that number kind of floats a little bit. But Maricopa County is the number two county for UFO sightings in the United States, second only to Los Angeles, which is a unique thing.
Right. We had Preston Dennett on, and he was talking about the settings off the coast of California. Very active area for sure.
Los Angeles is number one. Well, let me give you a perspective. Maricopa County has more sightings than 40 of the individual states by themselves, just the county of Maricopa.
What's going on there? Have you been able to figure out anything?
No.
What are they so interested in? Or what is the reason for that many? Or is
we've
it just
got an
because
idea.
More people are looking up? Is it the weather? Or?
Well, okay. You cut to the chase. Okay, let me give you Los Angeles. Similar phenomena, we think. They've got more sightings than 36 individual states. Okay? Los Angeles has had sightings up and down the canyons there since the 1880s. And, of course, they had the Battle of L.A. in February 1942. So we think there's this generational thing of Grandpa told us about the Battle of L.A. and da-da-da-da. You know, maybe if we look up, we'll see something special. And we think with Phoenix Lights, we think since that was, what, March of 1997, we think there's a generational thing there, too, that people looked up, saw this massive thing in the sky, and actually there was not a lot more things going on from what I understand. There was stuff all over the area there. And the stories got around. Some parents and grandparents told their kids and grandkids, and they took the attitude of, I'll hook, too. And we think that that is some of people, more people looking up has an impact. Now, one thing we've discovered when we were compiling the data from the book, there is a latitude difference in the sightings. If you're up in a state like New York State or Pennsylvania or New England or any state across the country up around that same latitude, the sightings are a quiescent amount of sightings from January, February, March, April. May starts to tick up. June ticks up more. July, August are through the roof. And then it starts ticking back down. September, and then November, December, October, November, December are down there at that quiescent. Almost a stable level. Those are the dog walkers and smokers. Those are the people who are out there day in, day out, year round. Okay? And MUFON investigators will tell you that in a heartbeat. Okay? And then, of course, most people used to tell me when I talked about New York being July and August, September, oh, yeah, well, that's the summertime, Cheryl, duh, you know. But we didn't know that. And I made that assumption because people were telling me, duh, and Cheryl, it's just summertime. We thought it was that way everywhere. And then one day when we were compiling the book, Linda looks over her terminal at me and says, did you notice there's a latitude difference? I said, what are you talking about? She says, go down to the middle-level states. That peak in July, August, September starts flattening out. When you get down to the deep south states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, and all the way out to like Arizona, the statistical numbers there year to year or month to month are statistically flat. It looks like a picket fence. And there's little peaks here and there, but for the most part, it's statistically flat. So we came up with temperate weather, leisure time, and temperate weather, leisure time are the two biggest drivers. Okay.
Okay. So it's not like the aliens are more interested in those areas necessarily. It's just that more people happen to see them. But the data kind of suggests that there's a uniformity across the board if we were to take weather as a factor into account and compensate.
Okay. This is new data that we've done within the past year. Okay. We cranked the data by hour of day. This was a very difficult thing to do. We had to build an algorithm for doing it and interpreting the data this way. 60 to 70% of the sightings for any particular place happened between 5 o'clock at night and 11:30 at night. The peak of that happens between 8 and 11:30. Okay? That's the peak of it. I mean, 60% of the sightings are in that window of time. And it's
when it gets dark before people go to bed.
Yeah, as Dr. Spear, he cranked the data for me because some of this was outside of my skills, and it seems to be bedtime. Okay, now the other 30% were over the hours from 1 o'clock in the morning right up until about 4:30 in the afternoon. There is a dip, but even with the smaller numbers, there's a dip during morning drive time between 7 and 9 o'clock in the morning. It just falls almost in the dirt, okay? Now, something we did, and this is we've only done it for 4 states because it was very, very time-consuming. Do you know what sidereal time is?
Yeah, right. It's what astronomers use.
Exactly. It's the actual rotation of the Earth time. It's a 23-hour 56-minute day. Not 24 hours. Don't round it up. It's 23 hours, 56 minutes.
Right.
So something that's in the sky over me today, right now, will be right now above me 4 minutes earlier tomorrow, and the day after that, 4 minutes earlier than that. So it's constantly creeping across the when it is. Well, I asked Dr. Spear, I said, Gordon, hey, what if there's a specific time that UFOs are seen on sidereal time? Now, if this was all kooks and nuts, it should have been statistically flat. Okay? Well, it turned out there was a specific time. It's 6 o'clock, 6:30 sidereal time. That is when the galaxy is directly overhead.
In the morning you're talking about?
No.
Oh, at night?
No.
6 o'clock?
Remember, it's sidereal time. It's constantly moving. So like in the winter, the galaxy's overhead, maybe in the early morning hours. You know, later in the summer, it's a different time of day. That's why, actually, you usually see the galaxy overhead in the winter, right? Like right after Christmas. You go outside, clear night sky in the middle of the winter, and you got a gazillion stars in the sky. That's when it's there. But the issue is the galaxy is overhead 4 minutes earlier tomorrow and 4 minutes earlier there. 30 minutes a week from now, it's 30 minutes earlier than it was today. So it's a moving target, and it should the numbers shouldn't have peaked at that time. One of the theories that was proposed, and Linda suggested this, maybe there's a portal, and the only time we see that ships coming out of that portal, you know, is when the galaxy's overhead and it's coming like from the center of the galaxy or something. You know, that was about the only answer anybody could come up with. But the one point that Gordon figured out was it's at this particular sidereal time, and it's when the galaxy is directly overhead.
Interesting.
And we'll do a break now before it gets too interesting and we can't even keep up with it. The excitement never ends in the Paracast, and we're exploring down and dirty details of UFO sightings and what they may mean and the consistencies and the patterns that really, by and large, not been discussed that much as before. Got Cheryl, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.